leverage, some of the benefits that come out of this is leverage competencies to offer and meet consumers' need. Yeah. So when you are able to understand your competency, you are able to translate this into how this competency can help you to meet consumer need. And when you do that, the satisfaction level increases, consumers will want to remain or come back to you again and again. Strategy must strengthen your competitive position. Whatever that you do as a strategy, there is an element of creating a competitive differentiation. So your strategy, which is a business unit strategy, also should clearly define how will it create that competitive differentiation. That is the crux of it, despite the fact that it has to have the direction and the time associated, etc. Competitive differentiation is on what? Whether it is in service, it is in time, whether it is in quality, that you need to really understand, identify. That's where business unit will understand their competency. Must include tapping new opportunities, that is Porter's five forces or SWOT analysis you conduct or PESTEL analysis, and all. When you do that, it will help you to tap if there is any emerging opportunity. That opportunity, when you convert into a business proposition and add service to that, may altogether create a new product plus service, you know, offering that will be very difficult probably to competitively to replicate or soon introduce, and that will give you the advantage in the market. Different BU face different challenges and competition. Thus, business strategy will be different but aligned to corporate strategy. As I said, different business unit. Under bearing, when I took that example, electrical will have a different challenge and automobile will have a different challenge. Automobile business unit will have a different bearing range. Business unit related to electrical have a different bearing range. Most of the electrical unit bearings are very small, miniature. You don't see the bearings in your washing machine or, you know, other such consumer durables. What you see it in automobile. Automobile, you still get to see the bearings, you know, if the automobile goes in for a repair, etc. So therefore, they both have a different challenge. But overall, they always try to remain aligned with the corporate strategy. In that case, it's a collective might that you are creating in the market. So have your separate BU strategy, but try and see that it is aligned to overall corporate strategy so that you leverage on your corporate competency and image also. So that's a crux of business strategy. Then comes a team strategy. It's a team within the BU who will develop. So team marketing team, team service team, team operation, production team, etc. It executes your strategy that is responsible for your team. The logistics responsibility is to ensure that goods are moved from one point to the other point in the fastest possible way with the least cost or an optimal cost. So it is a logistics, we'll have to create how they can create a differentiation so that they achieve this. It will help the business unit to achieve what they have committed, which is aligned to the corporate strategy. Each team has a different functional deliverables. As I told you, logistics is responsible for the movement of goods. Production is responsible to produce quality goods, etc. It is useful that team knows their scope of work, results and level of results, and how it impacts the other stakeholders. Very critical, team when embarks on a journey of developing corporate strategy and even in working way, must know that how am I linked to the other team, must know that my process A is how it is linked to process B. If I deliver this to B well, what B is able to add value to. So they really know that if they fail to do it, they know the repercussion on team B's performance and cumulative effect on the BU performance, and BU performance affecting means corporate performance, etc. So they are clearly made aware about all those things, and therefore team strategy has to be also aligned with the business unit strategy. At the same time, it has to be operationally, functionally also remain aligned to the corporate strategy. Efficiency, productivity can be enhanced clearly by laying down KPIs, objective and roadmaps, etc. In the team strategy, it is a hardcore groundwork which is involved. Therefore, you can bring in the concept like key performance indicators, that is KPI, or their objective, what their objectives are, what they are supposed to achieve, and to do that, what are the roadmaps, all can be laid down for each team. Outcome and performance indicators must complement with other stakeholders. So when you are setting up this objective, KPIs or roadmap, it should complement with the other team. It should not be that each team are sitting in isolation and developing this. They have to be together, so that each one can leverage onto the delivery of the other team, and they can create value, and overall collective value created is much higher and customer experience is much superior. Process integration can help to boost your productivity. So if they come together, a lot of waste within can be identified, can be truncated, can be reduced, can be simplified, etc. And all this thing will add productivity to your output, and that output-led productive output will really give you a better productivity. But a productivity always means apportionment of the cost, and therefore the cost of production going down, margin levels will be healthy and all, and therefore you are able to not only compete in the market, but service delivery will remain always undisputable, and that service delivery will create edge over competition in the mind of your consumers. So we now come to a stage of important elements of any operation strategy. So these are the elements that we really cover when we have to understand the important elements of operation strategy. So let's go one by one, and we will try and see how you get the idea. So positioning the production system, so important element of first operation strategy is your production strategy, because everything needs to be produced. So whether it is a Domino's pizza or whether it is an automobile, that needs to be really produced by you, and therefore you need to really create that. And that is what is, while you, how do you do that positioning, or how do you create that focus? Is a product focus or a batch focus or a process focused? So what comes out is either automobiles are produced line wise. So while say Scorpio is getting manufactured, next line can have a Bolero simultaneously going. So it's a line, this thing. So you can say it's a process focused. Or if it is a Domino's pizza, again, it's a process focused. Many automobile or many engineering goods, there can be only batch. Only after boiler, this part is made and it goes to the next, then only the another parts can be fixed to that particular product. So it's a batch process. They will go from one batch to the other batch to the third batch, etc. Or you have a product focus. We will take this product. So first 3 days of the manufacturing will be this product, and you will only produce them. So you became a product focus, this thing. So that's what the understanding about positioning your product system. You need to really know what you are adopting and how you are conveying this to your consumer so that they can see the value for themselves. Focus of factories and services facilities. You create your entire ambience. Why you wonder, you must be wondering why companies invest so much in their service facility, the look and feel, why in the factories look and feel nowadays gain momentum, especially with multinationals and all coming in, etc. Because what you have there, as they say, will be the in the mind of the people, and the mind of the people will create that mind in the product that you produce or the service that you are rendering. And if that is a mindset, the delivery will be of that mindset. So to overcome that, it is always pursued to create a sound ambience, sound environment, so that each employee is motivated to give its best, and that will translate in terms of delivering the goods and service to your consumers and create a differentiation. Product service design and development. How do you design your product and develop your product is very critical. Are you aligned to consumer need? It is the crux of it. So if you are aligned to consumer need, you will attempt to understand what is expected, and then you will try and create a service that will really help you to differentiate yourself, that will not only meet the consumer need but differentiate also. Technology selection and process development. It's like, to be in this business, there are many technologies available. Now if you know your corporate strategy, if you know your final delivery to your consumers, what is it that you are delivering to your consumers, whether it is a product, whether it is a service irrespective of you being in product, or whether it is a product plus service combination, based on that you can determine which are the technology, hardware, software and the process routes are suitable for you, that will align each BU and each team internally also, and that will create your differentiator. So your final delivery to consumers really determines your operation strategy, and element of that is a technology selection. Then allocation of resources to strategic alternatives. Resources are always scarce, be it manpower or capital or production available machineries, etc. Now if there is an internal cohesion and you are focused on delivering a consumer experience, naturally each one will align to what is needed most. And when if that is the case, you are able to allocate resources. As I told you earlier, if there is a clarity, maybe a lot of organization resources can be combined. If that is the case, overall your outlay will be less and therefore you may be profitable. Otherwise, say like you are producing something which everyone requires a stamping machinery. But if suppose there is no cohesion, if there is no uniformity, if there is no understanding, then each BU will want to have a separate stamping unit for them, you know, process stamping or whatever. What if they can come together, they can really align their peak and low performance, you know, days, and then they can work out their stamping process in such a way that that one stamping unit can cater to all your BU's stamping parts requirement, etc. So that's what is that allocation of resources. And facility planning, Anna. Facility planning is whether you should be multi-location, whether you should be at one location but deliver it multi-locations, all those things. Like for example, Domino's, it is not only like how and look and feel of your facility, it is like where your facility should be. So once you know where, what your markets are, where your consumers are, what their expectations are, what are your service promise delivery, you can decide where your facility also has to be, how much it has to be, what all infrastructure that it needs to be. So Domino's also being in Parel, came to Parel after a lot of assessment. There was initially a lot of apprehension, then they did a lot of assessment and then they started. But it may be that inside Domino's at Parel, there may be only one baking unit or maybe two frying units, which is not the case with Domino's at Bandra. There the order rates may be very frequent, there the per minute they must be getting 10 orders, but in Parel it may be per minute 5 orders. So all those things will determine how much, how many table space you require, how many back end, you know, frying machine, baking units, or how many employees you require, how many cash registers you will require, how many queues you can provide. All that comes under the facility planning. So your service delivery will also determine, operation strategy aspect will lead to facility planning also very effectively. So we were trying to understand, I have explained you while I was on that slide itself. So technology selection, if I have here to take, production system selection can impact your technology. As I told you, many technologies are available. So whether continuous process, batch process, what all that you decide is suitable to deliver that value to your consumers, you can choose from. Breakthrough technology options can compel relook. What happens, you start your journey, you develop your product, you created selected a technology, but there's a breakthrough every time happening. The technology advancement, innovation, or can they include this somewhere else? If the new facility is coming up, first absorb the breakthrough technology there and then gradually replace that with other, you know, locations, etc. Complexity of each production process also determines selection of the technology. So there are complexities involved. If you have a batch process, some complexity of changing the dyes and changing, you know, things, versus continuous process, then there is a complexity of availability of, say, electricity to manpower to order line fulfilling, etc. The various complexity that will determine the technology you select. And productivity that you expect. So as I told you, productivity also will compel you to choose a technology which is suitable for you to deliver that. Allocation of resources, as I told you, are always scarce, where be it capital, machine, material, etc. Shortages can influence your productivity. So if it is not well planned, what may happen, suddenly a shortage of a parts which will create one finished product that is in demand. Now if that doesn't happen, your demand supply gap will get created, consumers will get unhappy about, and that's the time they will find an alternative. And once they are satisfied with that alternative, they may use them more. Unplanned production will lead to wastage. Many times to avoid such things, people get into unplanned, isko abhi produce kare, thoda jyada produce kar do. Say all those kind of things, you know, you buy more, you produce more to eventually take care of shortages and all. All those attitudes and mindset will lead to a lot of wastage, which will not happen if you really have a sound operation strategy. Facility planning, as I told you, right from setting up to the back end gets worked out. So that is what is covered here. So not only the location or the production facility gets decided as to what you have agreed to be delivered to your consumer as an experience. Facility planning must also look at the future expansion possibility. So you must also consider that if this area is going to grow, do I have a expansion feasibility? So that is what that you have to keep in mind. And availability of labor, connectivity, etc. are other influencing factors. So for example, government gives a lot of incentive to go to the backward area. But does it make sense? If I go there, how will I ensure that labor is available to me, connectivity is there, etc. So for example, When Mahindra set up in Zahirabad, which is far, you know, almost 100 kilometers from Hyderabad, land and all probably came very cheap, but they have to also invest in residential colonies and all. Because to get those qualified laborers to come there, you don't expect them to travel every day 100 kilometers going and coming. Therefore, those who are willing to work at that facility must be accommodated in the nearby vicinity. Therefore, that also the thought on giving them the residential accommodation. So, therefore, they created a residential colony zone in their facility, etc. So, this is what we call a facility planning that needs to be aligned with overall corporate and BU strategy. Service as a strategic differentiator. So, now we are coming to understand how service can be a strategic differentiator. Can service be really a strategic differentiator? That is what we are trying to understand. So, let's understand this. Company's image, reducing attrition, building loyalty, increasing purchase consideration and driving the cross and upsells. It's time to design and redefine the role of customer service as a strategic asset. So far, you are able to sell, maybe due to product, maybe due to your sound service, but the competition as it is building it up, globalization is the way compelling you, more competition is going to come in. What is it required is, you need to achieve this, which is a service differentiator. Why? If you take care of your service differentiator, as mentioned here, your company image will improve, your attrition will go down, so people, that is the customers switching away from you will go down. That means they will continue to buy from you, so they will buy more from you. It will increase, therefore, loyalty. You know, he will then want to do more with you. So that is what that loyalty will come. Ke inka product aaya hai, to koi jyada back check wagere nahi karna padta hai. And there is no complaint in the field also. So yeah, it is better to be bhale 10 paisa jyada ho. They will fight with their vendor division to see that, you know, this is approved and all. So there is loyalty. Purchase consideration, more and more time your name will come in mind. So more and more time when the pizza is to be ordered, Domino's come to our mind, or when you want to do online, the Flipkart comes to our mind. Is all this a result of that image and the brand, the loyalty that they have developed? So all this when happens, then you get an edge, and you are now able to know these consumers very well. You can then start tapping him for cross sell or upsell. Flipkart when knows that Ashish Hathi has become loyal, you know, he is continuously buying from me. Now Flipkart knowing me, who I am probably, will then start either pushing me fashionable corporate, you know, dress codes, or they may give me accessories like watches, belts and, you know, all those things, ties and all. So that's how they will try to do a cross and upsell with me and still get more share of my wallet from them. Success and profitability rest on the ability to transform the customer service function into a strategic asset and competitive differentiation. Success of your organization and a profitability, it depends on the customer service function. So how well your front line, how well your last mile experience that consumer gets from your people, from your organization, that will create that asset called different value and a brand image that you build in the mind of your consumers, and that will continue to remain a differentiator, that will continue to create that differentiator for you. So for example, if today I have to give you an example, though Flipkart has taken Myntra, you know, taken over, which is a fashion accessory, or you know, they are into fashion, yes me, and that is what is coming out, which is using Shah Rukh Khan as a brand ambassador. They are promoting this to be the iconic fashion online portal. You know, it has unusual and more in sync with the trend, etc. kind of brand image that they are creating. And if they continue to deliver that, those who are probably buying from say Myntra of you know, Flipkart, etc., may start moving away and go and use them. And once you are satisfied, you are bound to be with them. Same is a Jobong, and they all are trying to now create that competitive differentiator for themselves. And if you do that, possibility is that you win over the consumers. So in short, the service differentiator, the differentiator that is competitive edge through service delivery, which is giving an experience to your consumers, experience which they cherish, they love, they like, they depend on, creates age in the market, which is difficult for competition to beat you, and that gives you that higher order, higher revenue and better margin. So friends, let me just briefly explain you diagrammatically. Build effective customer service strategy. This has various components, like, you know, first you plan what you are expect, what you are supposed to deliver, what you want to deliver. More is a want. Then you need to align your structure, you know, depending on what you have wanting to deliver, you have to align your structure. When I say that, it connects with that restructuring of your resources, etc. Not only that, your organization structure might have to undergo a change. Then build culture. So you have to develop a culture of service. Now, leaving the departmental issues aside, each one must every time ask a question that, are we working towards delivering what we have promised to consumers? If that is the case, leave aside the difference for the time being. See that you first deliver what has been promised. Learn from what mistakes, or learn from objections, learn from difficulties that you face, and then improve upon. But the culture is very critical. If culture is not there to service customer, you will always often lead to intermediary, you know, interdepartmental conflicts and all. This is not possible overnight. Therefore, you need to bring that change. You have to build that change. You have to gradually but steadily make people understand this change is vital. Why it is vital? How does it impact them? How does it impact organization? How does it impact market and the consumers? And how will it benefit them in the long run? That will drive this change. And then once you do that, you achieve what we call that competitive differentiation. Once you start delivering what you have promised again, 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 and again, and improvise, you create that competition, which others cannot replicate with you. Others cannot catch up with you. When they try to catch up, you are one step ahead. And that will create a sustainable model of winning market through service strategic differentiator. Service as your strategic differentiator. I will want to explain very briefly here with an example. We all got used to courier. That's the first stage of change that has happened. We started abandoning our postal services and started getting used to courier services. Once that started, and then we started encountering certain issues, which is at the delivery end. You were expecting that delivery should have reached. The recipient says that he has not reached. That has led to a pressure on the service delivery provider, that is the logistics company or the courier company, that how they can make consumers know that their parcel is delivered or not. That's the time when DHL came back with online tracking mechanism. You have your unique airway bill number. Whenever you log in that airway bill number, you go to their website, you log in your airway bill number, it will tell you, suppose your packet is supposed to go to Delhi, it will tell you left the Connaught Place service hub. So your client is somewhere around Connaught Place, and if you hear that it is left from Connaught Place service hub, you know that your parcel is almost getting delivered. But if at that time you notice that it shows ke bhai, you know, it is left from a Mumbai hub, then you will be panicked. Kare yaar, aaj to delivery hona tha, it is showing Mumbai hub se nikla, so you can get back to them and you can check it out. What happened? This really created that differentiator for them. Therefore, many other companies who were in the courier business also wanted to show that they also have a tracking. And that's where the difference started coming in, which is the real time. The concept of real time started coming in. What probably DHL had was a barcoder or scanner, etc. So their parcel and all used to get scanned. And this data was automatically translating into portal statistics being updated, portal status being updated, vis-a-vis, say, for example, a Turakhya courier. Now, Turakhya courier had put up, it is very easy to put up on the website, you know, it is a programming issue. They have put up on the this thing that, you know, Amare wahan bhi web tracking hai. So you go there, you put your airway bill number. But what probably you will see the next day when the delivery is due, you will see that it is left from the Mumbai hub. Now, what was the reason? Because they were not having the back-end technology, they were not having infrastructure put in, which is through this barcoder and scanner, which constantly scans every parcel, leaving one hub for the next hub. That used to tell them, okay, this is the status will come. So, while in Turakhya case, every day somebody was supposed to sit in the, you know, send the report to the HO, and HO, there is a guy or two who will upload this data and then only after that upload of data, the status used to change. Therefore, they were not real time. Now, that's where the say, like for example, Turakhya realized ke, bhai, yaar, I will have to get a real time. So, they understood the DHL as a barcode scanner at every dispatch out location. So, they also decided to upload and develop that infrastructure. But DHL knowing very well that, you know, competition will do this, they always remain one step ahead. Today, they are so well organized that competition probably is not even thinking to catch up, which is they have the real-time signature also. They come with that POS machine, they deliver it to you. On that itself, they take your signature, all the details are taken, and the moment he enters, this data gets uploaded directly onto their server. The server reflects the real-time situation. So when you look into it, it will also tell you that your parcel got delivered at 10:38. It will even tell you that, which is difficult for, say, Turakhya courier. You know, so therefore, Turakhya courier could never achieve this, and therefore, they are there, and DHL is, say, like way ahead. They are not only way ahead, winning the market world over. So that's what the service as a differentiator that can come to you as a critical crux to win the market. So let's understand service strategy aspect. So service strategy, the service firm must define its service concept very clearly. Operating system and service delivery system, it links the firm's strategic position with tactical executions. So I have clearly defined my service concept, which is pizza delivery within, say, half an hour. So that's like Domino's, you know, hot piping pizza within half an hour. So if that is the case, their operating system, that is every backend that they have developed, has to be in sync with the delivery system, that is their delivery boy, their knowledge about the lanes and by lanes of, say, Parel, and they're having a bike which is very trendy, very swift to move, etc. Not like, David Harrison, wagera. So, Harley Davidson hai toh bahut difficult hoga. But it's a very elegant, sleek bike. He can zoom past here and there. All those things is a delivery system. So, all these things, when aligned well, it really created a differentiator. It created their tactical execution became very clear, and that is a challenge for competition to match up with. The firm begins by determining its competitive priorities. So you have to start, where can you create a differentiator? So whether it's a cost, whether it's a process, whether it's a experience, what is it you can create a differentiator? So it has to do with your business you are in. So a courier firm cannot say that I will have a best of the low cost delivery. No, that is not people necessarily are looking at. They are looking at is an assured delivery. Then the complexity got involved, assured in the predefined time. So if they achieve so much, look at a scenario that tomorrow Turakhya courier daughter wants to apply for a MBA universities abroad. It may be a scenario that even Turakhya courier guy will send his daughter's application to DHL. Because then he knows that iska 72 hours mein wo university mein deliver ho jayega jabki mera delivery ka assurance nahi hai. So look at a scenario where if you create that sound, this thing, so you have to determine your priority, what business you are in that, what is it that the consumer is really looking at, and on that, if you create your service package, it will really give you that competitive edge. The operating system describes how the firm's different functions such as marketing, finance and operation will support the concept. So in say Flipkart case, if that is a Flipkart which is started with the book, so when they started with the book, it was a model that they were experimenting with. It was a model for which they have prepared themselves thoroughly well, that when it comes to book, koi bhi book bolo, available rahega, delivery is assured, and all those things, they started the book return policy, that is you return and we will take it back. They experimented with all that, and when they really found that this is really working, their logistic is so fine tuned, all those functions were so interlinked. So the moment you put your order on Flipkart, the warehouse gets the idea that this needs to be shipped, the finance gets the idea ke paisa aa gaya nahi aa gaya, the logistics gets a plan that, if this is a thing and the book is available, that means I have to deliver it by within 72 hours. So is it a priority delivery? Consumer has to pay nowadays. They were earlier not having this service. Now you have a priority delivery. अगर कल चाहिए तो इतना रुपया कूरियर का, इफ इट इज नॉर्मल डिलीवरी तो 40 रुपया, अदरवाइज 80 रुपीज. सो दे हैव क्रिएटेड दैट, सो दिस ऑल इन्फॉर्मेशन विल ऑल्सो कम टू लॉजिस्टिक्स, सो दे विल ओरियंट टू पिक अप दैट बुक एंड डिलीवर इफ इट इज अ प्रायोरिटी इन अ प्रायोरिटी डिलीवरी टाइम फ्रेम. सो एवरी डिपार्टमेंट फंक्शंस बिहाइंड गॉट अलाइंड, यू नो. सो दैट इज वॉट इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ अ सर्विस स्ट्रेटेजी. यू डिफाइन योर सर्विस स्ट्रेटेजी इन रियल टर्म्स विच इज वेरी क्लियर. ऑल टीम, ऑल बिजनेस यूनिट्स एक्सेट्रा विल हैव टू get into aligning their strategy to be able to deliver that final corporate strategy. So that's the beauty of an operation strategy. If they align well, you deliver what you have promised to your consumers. Then comes the tactical executions. So all along we have been talking about strategy. There is always a second side of the strategy coin called tactics. And a strategy is something, tactics is various act and various things that you do to achieve your strategy. So that is the tactical part. So how the tactical part comes into picture now, having all along understood what is the operation strategy and its relevance in the service industry, tactical it involves a day-to-day activity required to function and support the service strategy. So for example, in the third year, dive deep into the pond when we told you as a strategy of the automobile company, tactics can be different for Delhi area office, tactics can be different from Mumbai area office. Say for example, Delhi area office found out, okay, it is our vehicle gets more liked by the kids, and kids when they realize of that age ke bhai papa mummy is considering a vehicle buying, they are the influencers also. So they went and did the drawing competition. Drawing competition was with the two purpose. One is to win the kids' acceptance, and second to get the parents' information. So having done that, we were able to go deep into the, you know, those customers, what they are, their state, their level, which organization he is in, whether he's a self-employed or an employee, service guy, etc. From there, this data was used effectively. So that's what the tactics, I'm trying to give you an idea. Mumbai must have done it differently. So once you understand what is tactics, you need to get into doing following things. So day-to-day activity ko support, whatever that you do on a day-to-day basis in line with your operation strategy or in line with your location strategy, etc., that is called as a tactics. It takes into account the capacity management. So you have to have a tactics that will help you to manage your capacity.